guys, welcome to another episode of Upkeep, the brand new entertainment podcast that is keeping you in the loop about all that is going on in the world of entertainment and pop culture. So this is our first week with a guest, which is super exciting. So I mentioned on last week's podcast, but I was actually in Palm Desert for Coachella weekend one last weekend. I am dead now because it takes a lot on your body. It's a huge toll, but it is honestly so, so much fun. And while I was in Coachella, I got to interview The Blonde in Pink. And The Blonde in Pink, she's an Instagram and a blogger, and she has almost 50,000 followers. She posts all things lifestyle, fashion, food, lots of fun things, and she just happens to be my sister. So I'm going to cut to our interview that we had in the desert. So this is me and Megan, aka The Blonde in Pink. Okay, hi guys. So we are out here in the desert for Coachella, and I'm here with Megan Wainwright, aka the Blonde in Pink, aka my sister. Welcome to the show, Megan.
Thank you, Kate. Hi guys. It's very nice to virtually meet you.
Oh my God, she's so weird. Okay, so we're gonna start things off by taking a sister shot. So ready? Let's grab our shot glasses.
You know, I'm also gonna use this opportunity to say that I am not weird. I am very normal.
Okay.
Very, very normal.
Ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Cheers. Oh, you didn't even wait for me. It's fine.
Ah. Woo. All good. We're drinking.
Delicious. And we're both legally aged.
All good.
Point
yes.
that out.
Plus
all right.
21 over here.
So let's get right into it. So I'm going to do a quick Q&A. So let's start by talking about Coachella.
Yes.
So who are you most excited to see, Megan?
You know, I have been dying to see Louis the Child for over a year now. They went to my high school, Kate's high school as well, New Trier. Go Trevians. And my sister got me into their music this time last year at Coachella. We drove down and I was with her. She was like showing me a whole bunch of their songs and I was like, all right, really into this. Luck had it that they were going to be on the lineup this year, so I'm really happy about that.
So for you guys who haven't listened to, I don't know if it's Louis the Child or Louis the Child. I say Louis. I think it might be Louis. Whatever. I'm going to say what I want.
Man, that's a good question.
So one of the guys is from my grade, so he's currently a junior, and then the other one is a year younger than me, and they literally like started doing this for something called Senior Project in my high school, and it just transformed into like this crazy thing. But I'm really excited to see them. I've never seen them. Who else are you excited for?
Oh my gosh. I feel like the lineup this year is so amazing. Obviously, Beyonce was supposed to be on last year, but because of the twins,
right.
Sir and Rumi, yes. She could not make it because she was like hella pregnant, but she's going to be there this year. That's going to be amazing. Who else I'm really excited to see is Cardi B, who also just announced her pregnancy on SNL, of course, which if you have not seen the clip, you need to check it out.
Definitely.
It's very dramatic, very beautifully
Hashtag
done.
Be careful at us for that.
Yeah.
You know.
Amazing song.
So what is your thought on the whole Cardi B Offset situation? Do you think that coming out with a song about your, you know, fiance cheating on you is appropriate if you have an unborn child together?
Well, you know what's really interesting is just how, I mean, and this is so Cardi B, she's so open about it. She totally owns up to the fact that, and, you know, I just read recently that she said about Offset, at the end of the day, you know, he has three other kids with, I think, like three other women. And her comment is, he's an amazing father.
Right.
And at the end of the day, I have a rock on my finger, but if we don't get married, I know that he will be an amazing dad. And this child, her words are that this child is a blessing. And like, why am I going to feel bad about this situation when I'm so happy, I'm financially stable. And you know what? I really like applaud what she's doing and how she's handling it. It can't be hard, especially with all of like the public scrutiny and the pressure and all eyes on her.
Right. Okay. So we can't talk about a celebrity who is pregnant and a cheating baby daddy without bringing up Khloé and Tristan.
Yeah.
So, obviously, now it's confirmed that she's given birth in Cleveland, and there was photos of Tristan in the hospital, so we know he was at the birth, but then he left 12 hours later for basketball practice. Like, what are your thoughts on that? Because for me, I think, yeah, you went for 12 hours, but, like, really? That's all you're going to be there for? Like, that's kind of fucked up, right?
You know what? I saw that, and I had the exact same thoughts. Like, what are you doing? You just had this beautiful baby with, you know, this woman has uprooted her life to be in Cleveland where you are based.
Yeah.
Exactly. Like, totally for you.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to lie. I really had high hopes for Tristan, especially given everything Chloe has been through. And I really thought that he was different. I thought this was someone who was mm-hmm. her match. She had met her person and that, you know what, she had been through so much already. And this was just going to be a beautiful time for her and just this wonderful relationship. So I was so heartbroken to see it play out. And even now, after all the videos have emerged about his infidelities, the fact that, you know, yeah, like you said, 12 hours later, right. he's going to practice. I wonder what that suggests.
Yeah, it's like, do you even care? Like, yeah, you have other kids, but I don't know. With the whole situation going on, I think if I was Chloe, I would be like, you can come to the delivery room, be there for the birth, but then get the fuck out. But if he was a real man, I think he would say, I'm not leaving your side. You can be mad at me, you can fucking hate me, but I'm not leaving. The fact that he left, I don't know, it gave me like really bad vibes. I don't know, but I don't know if you heard about this, but Lamar, Chloe's ex-husband, aka Lam Lam, he came out saying how distraught he was when he heard about this whole Tristan situation. Because even though Lamar is maybe a piece of shit, he still loves Chloe. Like, there's no doubt about it. He's still really in love with her and he wants the best for her. And he was honestly really heartbroken when he heard what happened to her, because obviously he did similar things to her, but the fact that it's happening again to a person who does not deserve this is really upsetting.
And I think it's also worth mentioning, you know, if you're invested in the backstory of the Kardashian family, mm-hmm. Lamar has a lot of issues from his childhood. He lost his parents. He was raised by his grandmother. Right. He, you know, grew up in a really poor neighborhood in New York, and basketball was all he had. So he had a really tough upbringing. And Chloe, who people have said, you know, has this heart of gold, she really looks for the best in people. She always attributed Lamar's addiction issues, his issues with, you know, with cheating and infidelity, you know, she blamed that a lot of that on his upbringing. So the fact that she has said publicly that Tristan has all of these amazing morals and values, he was raised in such an amazing upbringing, the fact that she has so publicly said that is really heartbreaking, thinking that she got something different. So you can really appreciate Lamar, if out of all people, you know, jumping forward and being like, I'm also heartbroken, which I think we all are.
Right. So, you know, going off of that, I'm just going to bring up a point that Megan's boyfriend Francis brought up, saying that all NBA players are cheaters. So I'm curious on what your thoughts on this are, because I hear stuff like that and you see, you know, like Steph and Ayesha Curry seem like the perfect couple, and I'm definitely by no means a sports fan. I'm not trying to advertise myself as that, but you see that and it's kind of sad to think that like all NBA players are cheaters according to him. So like, what are your thoughts on that?
I think it is terrible to look at the statistics, and you know what, I don't think there are any excuses. And you know what? I said this to Francis the other day. Just because you're in the NBA doesn't mean that you live this alternative universe where cheating is okay. If you have
you're on the road, you're still a person.
Exactly. Because I think that's what it comes down to a lot of the time. It's, you know what? Yeah. They're on the road, they're groupies. And it's like, who the fuck cares?
Yeah, you're human. And you got married.
Just because you play basketball or you're an athlete doesn't mean that you can, you know what, be out of town. Like, fuck it. I go to Detroit every week. I go to Detroit every week for work. You don't see me being like, oh, well, I was on the road, honey. Like, yeah, it flies. I was on the road. Like, yeah, you know how it
goes. It doesn't matter that we live together. I was in Detroit, so, like, all rules off the table. Like, that's not how it works.
This woman's having a baby with this man. But then again, I mean, like Kate mentioned, the situation of how they potentially got together. He also had a woman in her third trimester. So, and I had also read reports that the Kardashian family was very hesitant about allowing Tristan into their family, given the fact he was pregnant with his first child with his ex-girlfriend. So, you know, you wonder what kind of guy this is.
No, it makes me really sad. You know, all that we can hope for is that Chloe is able to, you know, be excited about her new baby, which I know she's wanted for, like, forever. So I think she's going to be an amazing mom. Whether Tristan's in the picture or not is honestly up to him and her. And, you know, I'm just going to close with this one note and then we'll change topics. But I saw an Instagram comment on one of his most recent Instagrams that said, "You hurt your daughter's heart before any boy could." Mm-hmm. And like, if that doesn't just, you know, cut your heart open, mm-hmm. nothing will. Like, what a fucking asshole. I don't know. I'm fucking annoyed. But, you know, it'll be fine. Chloe's so much better than him.
And you know what? She has, say what you want about the Kardashians, whether you are a fan or not, they are a ride or die fam. Exactly. And I think she will be okay. She has the best support system you could have, baby daddy in the picture or not.
Exactly. Okay, so let's move back into the topic of Coachella. So let's talk a little bit about outfits and fun things you're looking forward to.
Yes, so this is my second year at Coachella, and you know, I have to say, I think once you've been through it the first time, you really have an appreciation of the climate, which is very unique in a lot of ways, and you know, just what you're getting yourself into. Like, I've been to a bunch of different music festivals, and Coachella is so special. You know, the fact that it's in the desert, you're dealing with like really, really intense heat during the day, but it's also very, very dry, and then it gets cold at nighttime, so you're really, you know, where you're packing for the elements. So I am starting my day off with lots of layers. I have a backpack so I can fit water bottles, I can fit jackets. I've brought my go-to denim Levi jacket. I brought a leather jacket to wear at nighttime just to keep warm. And then I have like a really cool bralette from Urban Outfitters. I have flowy shorts. I have boots because I personally wore sandals one day and I hated how gross my feet were and how they felt. And I also just like want supportive shoes, so I have Vans for one day. And I'm just thinking about the practicality of being comfortable, you know, dealing with the heat, dealing with the coldness later at night. And I just want to be able to dance. Like, it's such an right. amazing lineup. Yeah, I want to be able exactly. to dance and just, you know, I don't want to be worried about wearing something uncomfortable or, you know, having my feet hurt. I just want to be in a good place so I can really make the most out of my time.
Yeah, definitely. And if you guys check out at the Blonde and Pink Instagram, you'll see all of the Coachella outfits that Megan's wearing. And if you look at Kate Wainwright, all of my outfits will also be posted there. We're girls who are all about comfort and fashion. So we be styling, but also comfy, which is so important because, like Megan said, we're in the hot desert heat. The sandstorms are picking up, and you don't want to be cranky because your friends will murder you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like,
can we talk about the fact that tickets are like $400. Like, who the fuck is wearing, you know, I mean, heels and jeans?
I paid $680 for mine, but you know what? It was a stupid decision, but you know, we're here. It's fine. But now I just have to have fun. Otherwise, regrets. So Megan just mentioned this is her second year, and it's also my second year. So Megan, what is one of your favorite Coachella memories from last year?
Oh man, it's hard to decide. It's one of those weekends that, you know, you go weekend one, you go weekend two, regardless, it's always bound to turn up some hilarious stories.
Right.
One that pops up to mind from last year is one of my good buddies who's super, super tall. And my group has notoriously the last few years brought like an inflatable animal to the concerts. They love going, I mean, they love the EDM. They love the EDM concerts, so which are typically at Coachella, smaller stages. So
Doolab,
exactly. You look in the crowd, and if you see an inflatable giraffe, an inflatable blue monkey, either it's a balloon or it's just like this little animal with a long ass neck sticking out from a backpack. That is my group of friends.
That's your friends.
That is my friends. So, you know, we draw a little bit of attention to ourselves because we're the only people in the crowd with who have this like noticeable, you know, distinguifier. So my friend Eric is super tall dude. And last year, this guy out of nowhere runs out to him and he goes, "Hey man, you wanna sit on my shoulders?" And Eric just kind of looks at him. He goes, "No, man, I'm good." Guy runs away and we're all just like, what the fuck just happened?
Yeah.
And, you know, we just kind of like laughed for like a few seconds. Yeah. And then we were like, you know what? This is so typical Coachella. Yes. People come up to
exactly.
you wherever you're sitting. Like me and Francis, my boyfriend, we're sitting at a picnic bench, like third day, end of the night.
Right.
Some guy comes up to us, is in some other level, and he just starts spilling out his life story.
Right.
And it's the two of us in this empty section of picnic tables. And we're all just like, you know what? It is what it is. Like,
it
you know,
is
people
what
are
it is.
People are very friendly and willing to come up to you and just shoot the shit.
Yeah, no, I definitely agree with that. I mean, people are like, they'll tell you whatever they want to tell you. I had someone literally come up to me last year. We're sitting on the ground eating our pizza. This guy comes up to me and my friends and he's like, "I lost all my friends. Can I eat with you guys?" And we're like, "Yeah, like go for it." So he sits down, he's eating pizza with us and we're chilling and he's telling us his life story. He tells us how his ex-girlfriend dumped him and like all this shit. And we're like,
okay, we're going to go now, so bye. But it just goes to show that, you know, Coachella people are very friendly. You know, it probably has to do with the alcohol and the climate and, you know, some people are doing drugs, so you never know. But yeah, but I'm excited for this year. I think it's going to be great. And yeah, I'm hoping it'll top next or last year. Do you have any final comments?
I'm just really excited. You know, we bought our tickets. We did the payment plan, so you pay like, I don't know, like $70 a month or something. So you buy those tickets go on sale in June. So I feel like we bought our tickets so long ago.
Right.
We've been anticipating and excited for this almost like a full year now, which is crazy. And I can't believe it's here. I'm so excited. The lineup is amazing. I'm so excited with my group of friends who are coming. Outfits are on fleek. The weather is beautiful. It's going to be the best time.
All right, so we're going to wrap this up, but I'm going to continue the podcast after this. But if you guys don't already, give at the Blonde and Pink a follow and check out her website for blog post. And yeah, thanks so much for being on, Megan.
Thank you for having me, sister.
Love you, sister.
So as you can hear, we had an amazing time. It was honestly the best weekend, and I'm so sad that she had to fly back to Chicago with her boyfriend Francis, but I'm sure we'll be back into the desert next year, and her boyfriend has a house out there, so that makes it a lot of fun to go out for. As you can hear, like, Coachella was great. Some of my personal favorite performances were, I don't know if it's pronounced M-O or Mo, but Megan said apparently she's down for you to call her either. I don't know. She sang, and me and Megan were feeling her. Final song came on, and I lost my shit. Also, Odessa was amazing. Tygo, obviously Beyonce, was so amazingly extra in the best way possible. And Eminem was great. The Weeknd was awesome, too. Everyone was so good. And it was the best weekend, and I'm already looking forward to next year. So I'm going to wrap things up since this has been a pretty long recap, but I hope you enjoyed giving it a listen. And once again, make sure to check out The Blonde and Pink, and I'll see you guys next time. Thank you.